Hare Krishna. Matter has no intent, but intent matters. Matter has no intent means that matter is unconscious, and matter itself does not desire, does not choose, does not respond to stimuli. Matter is simply unconscious. If I sit on a chair, the chair does not feel happy to receive me. Chair does not feel angry to receive me. Chair is simply unconscious. If the chair creaks, that is simply a physical reaction because of the weight. It is not that the chair is conscious. So matter has no intent. That is a fact which is easily understood. But at the same time, intent matters. That means when we are doing any particular activity, at that time, with what intention we do it is important. This principle applies in material life as well as in spiritual life. In material life, we see that those who focus on lives, those who say somebody kills. Now, murder is a serious crime. But suppose that person kills in self-defense. Because say a thief has broken into the house and the thief would have killed if that person had not killed. And that's an entirely different situation. And killing in self-defense is not culpable. And what to speak of if a soldier kills on a war field. At that time, the person is not only not punished, but the person, the soldier, may even get a medal, may get a bravery award for having put down many enemies. So, what is the difference? We could say the situation is different. Yes, but also, the situation is different. But the important thing is the intent is different. When a person kills out of anger or kills out of criminal intent, wanting to create some crime, that time the intent is different. When a person kills for self-defense, the intent is different. And when a person kills in the war field, the intent is different. So now, if we look at the Bhagavad Gita, at one level, it talks about war. And because it talks about war, because it is fought, it is spoken on a war field where the warrior, where both the soldiers were about to fight the war, where both armies were about to fight. So at such a time, some of us in today's world who are fighting, who see the world so much torn by violence, and especially violence which is often claimed to be religious. Now we may be apprehensive of the Gita talking about violence as such. And that's why we can be warmed to see in the Bhagavad Gita the clear declaration that war per se is not approved without due consideration. And Arjuna is so thoughtful, so considerate that he is ready to stop fighting entirely with the understanding that he says that idimam pratikaram ashastram shastrapanaya. So he says, it will be far better if I, idimam apratikaram, without any resistance, ashastram, and without any weapons. Shastrapanaya, those who are holding weapons, they fight and kill me, that will be better. Tanmek shimataram bhavet. So it is to this extent that Arjuna is not war hungry. Arjuna is not simply out there to fight because he enjoys fighting and he has any bloodlust. No, he is very concerned and he doesn't want a war over there. But he has been put in a situation where the antagonists are atrocious and the antagonists are adamant, stubborn, recalcitrant. And this combination of adamance and atrociousness makes war unavoidable. The only way that Arjuna can have justice for his loved ones and for society at large is by fighting the war. So his intent is not self-aggrandizement. His intent is to ensure the rule of law be established, and he is actually responsible for establishing the rule of law because he is a member of the royal family and he is a warrior and he simply does his duty. So, because his intent is benevolent, even his what he does, that even if it involves violence, it is not violence. It is actually laudable. And that's why Krishna sanctions it and Krishna recommends it. When Arjuna says, I'll not fight, Krishna gives him philosophical explanation why he fights. And the whole message of the Bhagavad Gita is that intent matters. And Krishna tells Arjuna, fight, but in divine consciousness. Fight with selfless spiritual intent. Similarly, in our life also, we can learn to purify our intent and thereby do things in a way that will uplift us and that will contribute to social well-being. Thank you. Hare Krishna.